Armor and Enemies by Sean McAvoy. Ephesians 6, 13 through 19. Therefore put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Pray also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. 6 pieces of armor. 5 primarily defensive. 1 primarily offensive. And yet, have you ever used the chest bumper of righteousness on someone? How about the headbutter of salvation, the bludgeoner of faith, the shin kicker of readiness, or the gut puncher of holiness? Even the sword of the Spirit has its purpose, to fight our enemies. Which are? Other Christians? Unbelievers? Mean people? While we humans can be so hard on each other, no. One verse earlier, Paul tells us what we're fighting. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil. Quite convicting, really. Not only do I clearly go into many days without getting completely dressed, even when I do, I'm misusing my equipment, fighting in the dark, swinging blindly, or wounding with friendly fire. I don't know about you, but for me, the elemental Bible verses I first learned as a youth, like today's verse, are the ones I need to continually reconsider, because they're the ones I tend to just believe without acting upon. When times come, like these days we're in now, where there is fierce political thought and lines being drawn and opinions spouted as truth, including the opinion that there is no truth, it's just so easy to get drawn in before we remember to put on our armor or be trained in using it. When that happens, we tend to view our enemies as each other and forget or deny that the war is still spiritual and therefore more serious, more wearying, not less. Intersecting faith and life. Get dressed this morning and tomorrow morning. Once equipped, try emphasizing the defensive uses of most of the armor. Stand up for someone. Protect the reputation of another. Shelter someone in loving truth. Run quickly to someone in need. I pray you'll begin to survive your days much less scathed. And for further reading, visit Romans 8, 38, and 39.
Hey, listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to Crosswalk.com.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.